Still for the Department of Science and Technology, and his work is primarily related to future technologies, environmental issues, and subjects related to that. So Dr. Goswami, just to give his bio data, did his PhD in agricultural chemistry and soil sciences from University of Calcutta. Then he joined, right now he's in TIFAC, but he initially was a part-time lecturer at the Agricultural Chemistry and Soil Science Division of the University of Calcutta. And after joining TIFAC, he has been coordinating Technology Vision 2020 and demonstrating projects for agricultural sectors for future, for which he worked closely with Dr. Abdul Kalam and others. Dr. Goswami is currently heading the climate change initiative at TIFAC. So, for example, he is involved in not only creating national document of India's commitment to environmental protection and issues related to greenhouse and so on, but he is also involved in the panel discussions at Paris, where every country comes and says that this is what they are willing to commit for environmental sciences, and then an international consensus, a world consensus has to be evolved from Paris, which will be known as, I think, Paris Protocol, which will be binding on all countries as far as environment concerned. So Dr. Goswami has played an important role in defining India's science and technology policy for the future, our environmental issues, and our international commitments as far as science and environment is concerned. So it's my pleasure to invite Dr. Gautam Goswami to give his talk.
Very good afternoon. Thanks, doctor, for nice introduction. It focused mostly on climate change, but I am heading this prestigious program of TIFAC, is a Technology Vision 2035, some sort of a sequel to Technology Vision 2020, which TIFAC did in 1996. You know, I have designed this talk in three broad stages. One is broadly about our organization, our activities, then I will straight come down to vision exercise. Then at the end, I think that if we don't talk about how we did it, it will be incomplete. I have included that also, if time permits. So TIFAC basically a think tank, thinks about future technologies, and it is a council of under Department of Science and Technology. Earlier Dr. Kalam was chairman, now Dr. Kakodkar is chairing that. Many of you know about Technology Vision 2020, our flagship program. Then we were asked to implement some of the recommendation which we did in Technology Vision 2020. We came up with different projects, and in that context I came in close association with Dr. Kalam. And so broadly, if we classify our program into three sections, one is technology foresight, that is visioning exercise, road mapping, horizon scanning, etc. Then we also nurture innovation, in the sense we support innovation program towards commercialization, individual innovator to even a company, to a limited extent, not in a full form. Some part we hold their hands so that product comes to the market. Third is we have an international linkages as well. What he mentioned about climate change, that is we have another organization called Global Government Foresight Network. TIFAC is also one part of it. We are member of Indian Institute of Applied Science Systems Analysis. Basically they work on modeling of climate modeling, population modeling, lot of modeling work. We are a member of that organization. So these are the, I don't want to detail about TIFAC, because let me come to our main vision exercise. You know, when we talk about a vision exercise, it is very difficult to conceptualize it. It is not a prediction exercise. Yes, this will happen. It is not even a foresight exercise, where you analyze a lot of data for a particular area and then come to a conclusion about future. It is not even a foresight exercise. there is a difference between foresight and forecasting. Foresight, you predict something and you try to interpret its different consequences. So it is not even that. It is very nebulous in nature. It is very amorphous in the vision it is talking about. If you sit and close your eyes, try to visualize in 2035 what India would be, you will be pulled down with your current thing. It is very difficult to take out yourself from the current scenario and place in 2035 situation. That is why it is called it, even it refuses to take its shape in the mind, what would be in 2035. So, altogether a different phenomena in vision when you talk about. So, broadly vision is basically a dream exercise, how you would like to see India in 2035. That is the, and you do not get into practicality when you talk about vision. Does it mean it is a fiction? It is not. But somewhere you have to take yourself out of the current domain and place yourself in 2035, where what type of dreaming we can do. So that is why when Dr. Kalam always says that dream, go for big dreaming. And that inculcated in TIFAC in preparing vision document. So this is a wonderful journey how we prepared the vision document. I am fortunate that I could get the opportunity to head that program. So these are the key components of this vision document. When we start thinking about that vision document, there are a lot of debate came in. What type of document you should look for? But one thing was certain, let us take a stock of the what we did project in vision in 2020, and what is today. That was the starting point of our thinking. So in 2020, there are 17 sectors were considered, and every sector came out with some sort of a vision come roadmap kind of thing. We may not call it an absolute vision term, but some sort of a to-do list type in all sectoral documents in 2020, 17 sectors. Then we thought that how to do that retrospection one, I will come to that. Second thing is where we like to go. That means what is our desire, what is our aspiration for 2035, that has been captured well. What capabilities and constraints we are having in India, what we have, some sort of a SWOT analysis. Then what are the technological interventions are required to reach that aspiration, to meet the aspiration of people. Then what are the grand challenges India would face in 2035. Broadly the documents are surrounding on these aspects. Besides this, as it is a vision document, it should not, by its nature, it should not qualify for a to-do list kind of thing, action kind of thing. Parallelly, we are working on 12 technology roadmap. Idea is, this is a broad vision. The roadmaps are more detailed one, where technological requirement in short, medium, long term, which is qualify for a roadmap, that is also being prepared. So this is to be supplemented with 12 technology roadmap. So this is the document which has come up as a technology vision 2035 document. Prime Minister released it in January in Science Congress, and this is the brief of the sector roadmap which I am talking about. We call it Technoscape 12 sector. Here briefly we have mentioned, but detailed report is on the way. It will come maybe within a year or so, all documents will be released. So now coming back to the main document concern, this I am passing on to doctor. He will give it to the library. It can be accessible. It can be accessible through our site also, tifac.org. You can access in that site. So when you wanted to understand, to take a stock of the progress, what was envisioned in 2035 and what has happened today, we categorized whole sectors into four stages. The first one we call it galloping India. We have tried to give an analogy with the horse movement. Galloping India, where what we thought of achievement is much more than that. Trot cantering is in India is like this, what we thought of, and also what has happened almost similar. Trotting India is not done so far, but not bad as well. Whereas what walking India, absolutely we are lagging behind. What we projected and what we are today, we are quite behind the schedule. For example, waterways, we talk about lot of many things in waterways, still waterways is not done, not at all to the satisfaction level. Presently, this government has again given a focus to waterways. By the way, this when this government prepared a budget this session, this year, at the back door, our document went into the system, not released that time. So some of the recommendation which have come up in this has put in place in our program in current government. So that we claim, but some may or may not, but many things programs are is 1:1 reflecting what we have projected. So if you see the galloping India, space technology, nuclear technology and missile technology, India did fairly well. Whereas these sectors, advanced genomics, then healthcare, rural healthcare delivery, we are almost quite lagging behind what we projected vis-a-vis. So this is the way we took a stock. Then, yeah.
So why is that?
We have given some analysis here also. Lesson learned. If I suggest you, if you go through the document, we have a broad analysis also. Okay. We have given some analysis also. There are a lot of issues involved. Some are political, some are funding issues, some are R&D issues. There are some analysis is there. It is not that as such we have projected. Some analysis also we have, because that lesson we want to take care in our future this report. So we decided before we come out with a desire of people, let us understand what type of people would be in 2035, what type of population in 2035. We categorize into broadly six categories. First category is creative, imaginative and innovative. We understand that is a basically a, is not a very scientific methodology as used, some sort of a discussion mode, and where I will describe the process, you will come to know. Based on discussion, we thought that this type of Indians would be, and by the way, it is a non-exclusive segments. If you add all this, it is more than 100%, because some category will fall both the category, some people. So creative, imaginative and innovative, globalized and diaspora, alternative lifestyle and worldviews, beehives and production line, remote and rooted, and left out and laid behind. This type of people we expect in 2035, and then we started collecting or consulting people to understand their aspiration, what they want in 2035. So some of these are documented here, but detailed we have reported in this document. Briefly, what people want is, they want security to be ensured, they want their identity to be strengthened, they want universal availability of legal protection and speedy justice delivery, genuine e-governance, every expectant mother enjoys healthy and incident-free period of gestation and delivers a hale and healthy, hearty child, every newborn child would be free from any debilitating or life-threatening disease or disorder, equal opportunity to be assured to all citizens to nurture their talents. These are the symbolic, many more are there. So these are the broad aspirations we covered. These aspirations are captured in an infographics mode, so that one fine morning in 2035, if you close your eyes, you will feel, you will get all these facilities. So these are the another way to express the aspiration of Indians in 2035. So when we analyze those aspirations, if we club them, if we broaden the aspiration, there are three pillars of a vision of our document: security, prosperity and identity. So that's why our vision statement is technology in the service of India, ensuring the security, enhancing the prosperity, strengthening the identity of every Indian. Idea is, if we can ensure attend all three categories, all three qualities, all three attributes of life, probably we will be able to give a smile to every Indian. So that is the idea of this vision document. So when you talk about security, prosperity, identity, many theorists has identified, has described that in a different way. There are two, three approaches. One is hierarchical model. Somebody thinks security is the most important thing, and then prosperity, then identity. Some things, these are cyclic. You cannot differentiate the thing, and some people think it is intermingled. So there are three theories describe this these basic needs interrelationship. Now when we identify these three component attributes, then you try to map them with the types of Indians. For example, rooted and remote, and the size of the circle denotes their importance to their specific Indian sector, Indians. Rooted and remote, they need more security, whereas that this one left out and left behind, they are more looking for prosperity, because identity and security not that much important than their prosperity. Whereas creative, imaginative and innovative sector, their prosperity is less important to them comparatively, because already they're less bothered actually. So and this production and behave line, this security and prosperity both are equally important for them. Those who are in the working category, job category, industry sector, worker level, for them security and prosperity are more important. In a way, we have tried to map them as per Indians versus their needs. So then when we these three broad attributes, which are security, prosperity, identity, when we analyze them, then we thought, how can we ensure them, the delivery? So there are a couple of nomenclature came in between: prerogative, entitlement, aspiration, wish list, targets, goal. So we have to give such name so that there is a force in between in it. Then we thought that prerogative must be the right word to describe their needs. Or that means the system has to ensure that all these requirements are fulfilled. That is not coming under entitlement, aspiration or wish list. Here that's why prerogative is the title we selected for this. These 12 prerogatives we identified. Basically, they came out from these three attributes. What is that? Clean air and potable water, food and nutritional security, universal healthcare and public hygiene, 24/7 electricity, decent habitat, quality education, livelihood and creative opportunities. These six are related to individual, whereas these six are related to collective measure: safe and speedy mobility, public safety and national security, cultural diversity and vibrancy, transparency and effective governance, disaster and climate resilience, eco-friendly conservation of natural resources. For all these prerogatives, then we came out with some sort of a target for each prerogative. What is that? I have taken two prerogatives as an example. For each 12, we have done similar kind of thing. For example, healthcare and public hygiene category, we think primary healthcare in every gram panchayat with remote access to specialist and super specialist has to be ensured for to take care all the health problems of even the last people in the pyramid, at the bottom of the pyramid people. Then multi-speciality hospital in every district with air ambulance and trauma care services, that has to be there in if we talk about universal healthcare system. Average life expectancy, we think in 2035 we should have 80 years at birth, right now it is 66 or 67. Maternal mortality rate not more than 15 per 1 lakh, as of now it is 40, but even Brazil is having is almost similar figure in 15. That is why we thought that India should achieve that. Low, it is a lofty target as is a vision, no point of thinking of a utopian vision. So that is why that figure we have keep it, we have kept a target. Under 5 maternity rate should not be more than 6 per 1000, and healthcare should be decentralized, and at least one toilet in every household. These are the broad target we set in healthcare, universal healthcare, public hygiene prerogative. Similarly, all 12 prerogatives have different targets. After keeping those targets, then we identify the technologies. What are the technologies are required to address these prerogative? Not only identification of technologies, is a categories into 4 classes. First, this left hand column, this one, these technologies are ready for deployment. You can as such implement it. When I talk about ready for deployment, it means these technologies are available globally. Not that is available in India, it is available globally. That is why we call it ready for deployment. Whereas this section are required from this technology required from lab to field. You need some fine tuning of this thing. And this column, they basically needs a targeted research, some sort of a very focused R&D. You are not doing that focused R&D targeted research, but this is required. These are the areas where need a target, very targeted research. These are the technology areas we call it technology in the imagination, even it is a thought process. For example, nano robots, now it is already started, because when we prepared it about 2-3 years back, that time nano robots just started coming. It is in the already in the place now. Regenerative therapies, we think that that limb should grow automatically, R&D should be in that. So and implanted sensor based drug delivery, that is also some people have started working on it. So likewise, all 12 prerogatives have come up with this type of technologies table. So another prerogative is habitat. In there our target is what we have said, the target is affordable decent habitat for all. India to be a country of zero slum, I do not know whether it is possible, but the target is that 50% of the houses to be net zero in terms of energy use and waste generation with zero maintenance. Make all dwellings disaster resistant and climate resilient. Faster and more efficient construction with maximum use of recycled material. Development of alternative building materials to reduce the use of scarce material as sand. If we can get out of this sand, alternative material we need to develop, because a lot of problems are coming on the sand story. There are sand lobby is there. So these are the targets we kept in decent habitat. Similarly, we came out with technology table, again a classification under 4. For example, in imagination category, underwater building construction through mineral accretion, noble concrete such as flexible, transparent, bio concrete and self-healing concrete, that is another technology on the imagination. Anti-gravity devices for construction, and artificial lighting by using absorbed energy. These are the things I talk about in technology under imagination category. Why I am highlighting this technology in imagination category is, it might ignite researchers to do their research on those lines, so that in future India could be take a lead role in the science and technology category. So after that, then we try to analyze what is our capabilities, where the constraint lies. Capabilities, if we see, we have attained leadership in nuclear energy, space technology, fast breeder reactor, remote sensing system, IT based system, and traditional knowledge. There we have identified, we have developed leadership, or rather we can again attain leadership. But these are the areas, the technology independence, where nobody will help you. You have to develop your own. That is strategies, technologies, strategy technology, nobody is going to help you. You have to develop your own system. Computerized management of waste resources, water resources, communication network, transport system, energy grids, increasing productivity of crop plants, absolutely as per our requirement, you have to design the future infrastructure research. We have still deficient in pulses and sugar cane, this oil seed. We have to do that, otherwise India has to import, which is being going on. Manufacturing essential life drug, life saving drugs, that is also one of the important area where India has to be independent. You cannot go on, you cannot depend on others. Technology adoption, where we can absolutely copy paste and do the research. Here, that is food storage and preservation, lot of technology are available, we can do that as well. Wastewater treatment, desalination. Desalination, people are working on it, but still not successful the way it should be. Fouling of membrane is still a problem. Refusal of RO water is a problem. And so we can check with the other countries' development and do that here. Micro level weather forecast, that is also important, where you can adopt technology from elsewhere, and rainwater harvesting. So these are the broad category we have identified in this constraints and capabilities section. Then we came out with grand challenges. We call it grand challenges because these grand challenges is not a single one, single organization's baby. It is a multi-organization requirement is required, intervention. It is an intervention required for with a particular focus on the problem, with particular budget, with particular assigned agencies, then only with a mission mode program. So these are the 10 we came up with. It is a beginning, many more will add into that. And guaranteeing nutritional security and eliminating female and child anemia, ensuring quantity and quality of water in all rivers and aquatic bodies, securing critical resources commensurate with size of our country, providing learner-centric, language-neutral and holistic education to all, very important. We are preparing a separate document for on this. Understanding national climate pattern and adapting to them, making India non-fossil fuel based, because though it is sounding quite optimistic, but practical implicability is quite problematic, because India has a quite good reserve of coal, but still we, if we consider this as a problem, climate change pattern, this we have to achieve, there is no other alternative. Taking the relay to Leh and Tamang, because there you need lot of technologies intervention is required. How to dig out a tunnel in the hill area, how to design an engine, how to decide the other parameters. So it is absolutely a R&D challenge as well as the implementation challenge. That's why it's a grand challenge. Ensuring location and ability independent electoral and financial empowerment. This is very important. As of now, if we consider that electoral casting a vote, casting a vote is a fundamental right of any individual, but still we have not come out with a person who is disabled, who cannot move, who cannot look at, who can't see. Our technology is not able to support that, so they can cast their vote. If we can do that, because ICT progress is so much, it is doable nowadays, but problem is we have to ensure its security, identity. That's why it is a grand challenge. We are expecting that in the next 10 years, we will be able to come out with a, India will be able to come out with a project or the with a product where you can cast your vote sitting at home without compromising with the security and identity. Developing commercially viable decentralized distribution energy for all, already work has started. The smart grid, you all are knowing about that. So that is another grand challenge. Ensuring universal eco-friendly waste management, you know, this due to rapid computerization, e-waste is a menace, and how to ensure its eco-friendly waste management, that is also another important issue. So these are the broad 10 grand challenges as of now we have identified. Probably many more will come up, because as we are now reaching out to different people in a multiple way, and we are getting a lot of suggestions, we will add to that. This type of document is a live document. This type of document, it is not that it is done and it is over. It is, we will keep on improving, getting the suggestions. We know whatever we have documented, we have whatever we have projected is not the final. It is a, we are giving it, this document is being sent to lot of people. We are getting the response. Some are positive, some are negative, some are okay, good type. But the negative points are we are analyzing more critically and try to improve it further. Maybe within 4 or 5 years we come out with another document, improved version. So this is all about the document. Now let me touch upon how we did this exercise. You know, vision exercise, when you do a vision exercise, it is not an easy job actually, because vision writing is an art of art, how to write a vision. So first thing was a selection of a project leader. That is the first and foremost thing of a vision exercise. A lot of discussion came in the higher level, Secretary of Department of Science and Technology, and we sat through. Then we decided that we have to find out a person who is, who knows the government system, who knows the private system, who has his own vision. Then Dr. Kakodkar name came in, and we all agreed. A lot of names came in, but ultimately we zoom into Dr. Kakodkar, and who happens to be our chairman. So that's why, and he built up a very good team, about 12 eminent scientists of our country. That team guided us how to do a vision exercise. The second thing was collection of people's aspiration, and there are a couple of methodology we used. I will come to that. Then once the aspirations are collected, then we analyze the aspiration and segregated into sectors. We came out with 12 sectors, which I was referring to. That 12 sector is a another is an outcome of this aspiration. The next step was identify sector wise inputs, collecting sector wise inputs. Every sector we identified in a different way. Then those inputs were analyzed. Then the document was prepared. So these are the input collection system. Let me. So these are the way we collected. First one is a brainstorming meetings. Brainstorming meetings, we started with Swarna Jayanti fellow and Bhatnagar awardees, a group of 50 scientists we invited. First, the first exercise was that. We thought that they are the most important researcher, best brain in the country. We thought that let us work with them first. But when we discussed with them, we are not able to take them out from their research area. Everybody was talking about their micro level research issues, but we were looking for something else for future. So that didn't work well. Then we organized several brainstorming meeting in different regions, involving lot of people. About each brainstorming meeting, we had invited about 200 to 300 people, where cutting across different discipline, cutting up different sectors. Sector means researchers, then industry, then academician, so that we listened them, it took their input, then that input worked well. Then after that, when we identified the sector, each sector we had a separate brainstorming meeting. So first one is not related to sector, it is a general brainstorming. There in this session, all 12 sectors we had a different sectoral meetings. That means for health we had a detailed meeting, for water we had a detailed meeting. So we got the sector specific problem, sector specific desire. There about 2000 people participated almost in all this brainstorming meeting. Next is we prepared a questionnaire and we sent to about 50,000 people across the country. There are two types of question. One is questionnaires are very general in nature. It is not sector specific question. So that questionnaire was sent to 50,000 people, whereas part B question were very sector specific questions. What would be in 2035 time? Some indication, some we asked opinion in that way. Then this questionnaire were one of the way we collected input. Let me tell you one thing, those who got that sector specific question, they got the part A question as well. The sector specific question was sent to sector specific expert plus part A question. Third thing is the idea collection. We developed a web portal, www.indiatechvision2035.com, and there we expected ideas from people all over world, and let me tell you, not very much successful. We got about 200 odd ideas, but many are overlapping. So that from there we could take out about 20 odd ideas which were used in this document. Then there is a Delphi exercise we did. Delphi exercise basically a process where you would like to converge opinion. I don't know, many of you might have heard of it. Delphi is a technique where you identify a issue, you prepare questions, about 50 odd questions, you have a multiple choice answer type, you send those questionnaire to a specific target group, and without disclosing their identity, they have to answer A, B, C, whatever the case may be. In the second round, we analyze these questions. We see that lot of people, there is no convergence. So we give them back second round question, that you have opted part A question, answer number A, but 30% people answered B because that is their logic, 20% people answered C because that is their logic. Whether you able to rethink about your answer. So second round, of course, that influenced them, and they come out with another option, they may not. But normally experience says that after second round or even third round, you are able to get a convergence of opinion. So that is a technique that helps in taking a decision. Then we did a cross-cutting analysis. Cross-cutting analysis means we have identified, you see that technologies which you have prioritized in this technology table, the technologies altogether we have identified about 200 odd technologies in the document. When we identify the technology, we then try to map it for each sector, and each technology how much it is influencing for each sector. And in a 1 to 5 scale we rank them, then we categorize them, then prioritize them and rank them accordingly. We prepared this technology table, which helped in preparing the technology table. Then we had a students interaction meeting. This is a unique experience I would like to share, because this time it was not done in 2020. This time we thought that let us understand students' view, because we identified we conducted about 6 to 7 students interaction meeting. When you talk about students, not only science students, commerce students, arts students, non-scientific students also, what they think about India's science, so that to make a homogeneous kind of thing. And we got a lot of brilliant ideas in 2035 about future, and many of the technology and the imagination came out from their thinking. And I think we will keep on doing such type of exercise, so that if we can identify a bunch of new ideas, if we can pass it on to different R&D institutes, that may trigger their that may get orient their research program that we think of. So students interaction is very much important in this exercise. About 2500 students participated. We have prepared another ET Vision 2035 separate website altogether, and this is done by IIT Bombay to capture all the IIT students, alumni into this, their thought process, and 40 colleges participated and gave their ideas. These are all came into in the process. So after this is the basically the input collection. When all inputs are we got it, then analysis was done. How it was done? A group of scientists, because almost 200 scientists in different way were involved in this analysis part, sector wise analyzed. Analysis in the sense what all information we should put, what all information we should discard, is there any too absurd thinking like that, and specifically the technology prioritization and technology grouping was done in this by a group of scientists. Once that is done, the vision document writing is another experience. You know, first time in our technology vision we kept a social scientist in between. Earlier we gave that job to a absolutely only scientific people, but this time what we did is we inducted a social scientist, a industry, and a science communicator. They are the combination. So these three scientists, along with Typhak from me and our executive director, we sat couple of times, I mean from morning to late night, several times, and did the drafting. And Dr. Kakotkar also sat through in many of the workshop. We call it workshop. It is not like a you prepare a write up and then discuss. You write there itself on the screen. So this way the document was written. And if I look back, the way we thought of and the way it has come are absolutely different. So it is the vision document writing. It is not that you think that you will write this, and absolutely it is not the way. When you write, many things you delete, again reconstruct. So it is a nice experience to write a vision document. That expertise we have developed now. When this draft report came in, then we sent this draft report to different experts. About 200 odd people we sent this document for their comments to validate their our claim. Some gave positive response, one or two negative response we got. We took into account those responses, and finally Prime Minister released this document in our Science Congress on 3rd January. So now after this document is done, so what is our next step? What is the follow up action? So we expect that this document will set the research agenda, targeted research agenda of and transnational research and development, because India is weak at converting research into a product. That part if we can take care, hopefully this document will take care of that. And after that we will come out with lot of technology foresight report, because as of now we have identified 200 odd technologies. That doesn't have no meaning unless we come out with each technologies, we come out with a detailed report. Detailed report in the sense is social acceptability, is economic feasibility, is technical feasibility. In Indian context, when you talk about ready for deployment, how many technology we can bring in India, whether it will be effective cost wise, whether public will accept it, we have to come out with a detailed report of that. So that is a next plan we are doing. And for each of the grand challenge which we have documented here, we are trying to come out with a absolutely ready to eat kind of document, so that you can table it to the respective stakeholders, you take it and implement it. Some sort of that we are planning. So that's why we call it preparing customized reports for different stakeholders to ensure smooth deployment. So these are the things we are doing. This is the broad way I have presented you our technology vision document, how it is made. And now the document is accessible. I hope you will enjoy reading. That's why I want to say, when we inducted it social scientist, if you read a document like this, you won't find that it is a hardcore scientific document. You will feel it is written in such a way, so it can, every individual can read and enjoy the document, as well as they can get a good amount of technological flavor of it. So and another way, because why we have come out with a technology table, because we thought if we come out with the absolutely abstract vision document, there will be no taker. So it is some sort of a hybrid document, vision as well as some sort of action. So unless action plan is done, people may not accept it. That's why it's some sort of a hybrid document we prepared. That's why this technology table, as well as their classification. So this is a broad, I wanted to convey about our vision exercise, our vision document, and I hope if you like it, you go through and you will like it. Thank you very much.
Any questions?
I didn't get your point. What is that thing?
The point is that if you plan to provide water and medical facilities in 2035,
okay.
That doesn't seem to be very like planning in the sense that what is the point of having such a long vision?
You
try to get it first.
Okay.
And second,
yeah.
You said that you were involved with Dr. Kalam earlier.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure about this, but I think he has a vision of making India developed by 2020.
Yeah. Okay. That's why I take your second question first. If you see our retrospection, if you see in 1996, when he projected India to be a developed nation, and I tell you it is a vision document, vision, if you at least achieve 60% of that is a good achievement. You should not expect that when a vision document is prepared, 100% will be achievable. That's why it is a vision, because dream part is involved in it. In that case, from the retrospection, it is very difficult to say that how much percentage we have achieved. But what is easy to say is, after that Vision 2020 document, which TIFEC came in, we brought out, several organizations started thinking that preparation of Vision 2020 document. Prior to that, nobody thought of preparing a Vision 2020 vision document. So that is one of the greatest achievement of this 2020 vision document. But I am not able to confirm you whether India has achieved that 2020 developed nation or not. There are multiple parameters are involved. Even we can launch a study on that. As of now, it is very difficult to tell. Second thing is, whatever you are saying, you are correct, that is very sad. Still in 2035, we are trying to deal with water and health issue. It should not be. But if you see the country's development, we are not, since independence, we are not able to give a clean potable water to every individual. We are not. It should be. But it could be a lot of issues. It could be a technology issue. It could be an implementable issue. But still existing is that. And we feel if we are able to, and what we are projected over here, it is not that everything will be delivered in 2035. Our idea is by 2030 this should be ensured. Some would be achieved within 10 years, some would be achieved in 20 years. That is the way we project. I hope you got your answer.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe I will be a bit unfair since I have not read the document or followed the arguments. But the thing is, if you were to look at in India, probably even now more than 60% people are in the village, out of whom about 60% really, except maybe going for that election once in some time, and that is again a completely different thing. Otherwise, they don't speak. Again, in the city, if you look at more than 50% in slums or anywhere, where generally they don't speak about the issues, rather they cannot present it in a proper form. So in that sense, about the various people involved, how many of them had direct experience with this class, or whether it is more of sitting in the room and based on that giving the opinion, it is not very clear to me.
Okay.
Because the situation is, as an example, this water. I think 2035 will be worse than what it is now, partly because we do not know the water management. Situation is worse. The rain water, more water along with soil goes into the sea, rather compared to 30 years ago, rather than the situation being improved. But anyway, it is my personal opinion based on maybe rare time going to it.
No, I second your personal opinion, and if I understand correctly your first question, you know, in this exercise we have tried to reach maximum people as possible, but of course we couldn't reach to the absolutely lower level people. It should have been done. If we redo it, and I admit if we redo the exercise, we will start with the bottom of the pyramid people. What is their actual requirement? But after analyzing the inputs, we feel whatever the pyramid also need the basic things which we have projected over here. That is there. And second thing is water. If you see our technology roadmap for water, because this is a vision document, you are not there. I mentioned we are coming up with absolutely technology roadmap for each sector. So we have a detailed report on water sector, probably will released within 2 months. There these issues are talked about, how to address this passage of water from this to sea, and how to recharge groundwater, how to what are the absolute source of water which you can trap in, which is not done. So these are things are discussed in the report. I will suggest you if you will go through, so that may. I agree. I understand. I understand there is an implementation issue, and it is a there is a problem as such in India, in many of the implementation cases. We are not entering into that field. Yes.
Any other question?
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, long run, 2035, what will be the population? It is there in our document. It is there. I can tell you 1.53 population, billion population would be. I will tell you. If you go through. Now we have done up to 2035. Yeah. It is there in the. The population projection is there. Yeah.
Any other question? Yes.
See, the reactor, Professor Narasimha mentioned also, see, this is the village portion of the thing. See, you have already mentioned different collaborative efforts that will be explored. Various scientists working in different will help in developing technology. But if we look at the agricultural portion, for example, we have a lot of agricultural research institutes.
Okay, and if you see the seed and the quality of seed and the development of crops and all that, the contribution from that side, whose whole aim is developing their technology, is not coming to the fore and not helping the village farmers. So is there anything that we in this vision?
No, actually, when you talk about this agriculture problem, whatever you are saying, that I may not agree 1:1. You are saying that they are working on their for their own seed and all. It is absolutely not that. Whenever an institute develop a seed, keeping in mind the area concern, what is the requirement for those areas where the institute is located? Problem is the extension system. In agriculture, extension system. What is the problem? Problem is whenever an well thought of agriculture extension system is designed in India, there is no argument in that. What is the problem? Who is the agriculture extension agent? It is called village level worker, VLW. And you know what is the minimum qualification required to for VLW? 12th standard. What a fallacy. You are trying to extend the R&D knowledge to the farmers community through a 12th plus person. That is first problem is there. Second problem is these VLWs, they are loaded with non-agricultural activity. So that is why they are not being used properly. But if an agriculture system, extension system is strong enough, that can be taken care of, whatever your problem. But in our agriculture document, the separate agriculture document, these things have been discussed. And what would be the possible agriculture extension structure? That also we are proposing.
Just one question. How much do you think private sector will contribute and how much will government have to do
In preparing that?
In implementation.
So, good question. What we are thinking is, that's why this time we are going to private player vigorously, because all the dissemination workshop we are engaging private players. We expect that at least 20 to 30%, if private player comes in their, at least if they think of future R&D in their organization, and whatever I understood is private player, they are not very much bothered about next 20 years. They are more interested in next 2 years, 3 years, how they increase their business. But in implementation, private player has a bigger role in this. Government cannot implement as such. So I may not be able to give you an exact figure, but we expect that private player will come into the system. It is very difficult to tell you the exact quantum.
There are no more questions. Let us thank Dr. Goswami for the wonderful work.
Thank you very much. I am delighted.
The document will be available in the library from now on.
Yes, sir. We have a cup of tea, sir.
Okay.